This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Thursday said both the Israeli military and the Palestinian militant group Hamas have agreed to abide by three separate short ceasefires in specific areas of the Gaza Strip to allow for a massive vaccination program to protect children from polio in the war-ravaged enclave. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The WHO official overseeing the Palestinian territories said the campaign is due to start Sunday. Each pause in fighting will last 3 days, with hostilities halted between 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. local time each day.
And we start in central Gaza for 3 days, followed by south Gaza, and then followed by the north of Gaza.
The campaign comes after the WHO last week confirmed at least one baby has been paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus. It's the first such case in the territory in 25 years.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Israel's military says its troops killed a local commander of the Iranian-backed Islamic Jihad movement in the West Bank and four other militants on Thursday in a gun battle during one of the largest assaults in the Israeli-occupied territory for months. The operation began in the early hours of Wednesday, with hundreds of Israeli troops backed by helicopters, drones, and armored personnel carriers raiding areas in the Jordan Valley. Ukraine's top commander, Oleksandr Shursky, said on Thursday he spent several days on the eastern Pokrovsk front and described fighting there as exceptionally tough. Russia has been pressing hard towards the strategic hub of Pokrovsk in recent months, steadily inching forward. The scale of assaults did not drop after Ukraine launched a surprise incursion into Russia's west.